Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. My co-host today is David Linden, and our next guest is Keith Crocker. And Keith is president of Cinematic Seminars, which Keith goes around and makes presentations. Actually, Keith, why don't you tell us what you do?
Sure, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been doing cinematic seminars for the past 20 years. That means going to libraries, senior centers, assisted living facilities,
okay,
and giving presentations on film-related subjects. Initially, when I was doing it, and I still do it this way, very often I'll come in with a film projector and 16-millimeter film, and we will actually watch film clips. By doing something like that, it creates a much more theatrical atmosphere. You're able to dim the lights, you set up the projector, the people kind of feel like they're in a theater. And that's the point. That was what I wanted to do, and that was part of the reason why I wanted to do that is because we were so moving away from the theatrical experience. I mean, even now with the movie theaters, they don't. Most of them do not project film anymore. They're usually projecting HD, which means they're using a disc or they're using a satellite signal to project the film. There, very very few theaters are still operating.
Wow,
with
I had no
film.
Idea.
Yeah, 35-millimeter film. They're not doing. I was a projectionist.
Okay.
And I foresaw that coming. I knew in the 90s that there were going to be changes, and that's part of the reason why I got out of being a projectionist. I just knew that it was going to the landscape was going to change drastically. So what I've done is I started bringing this cinematic experience to, like I said, library senior centers, and the subject matter varies. Initially, I started out, I was giving programs on classic vintage horror films from the 1930s, 40s, science fiction films from the 1950s.
What's his name? Lugosi.
Lugosi. We'd cover Lugosi. We'd cover Karloff, Vincent Price, Peter Lorre, Lon Chaney. So those were the type of programs I was doing, and I was using what they called the Castle Film Digest, which were condensed versions of Dracula, Frankenstein, usually printed up on 16-millimeter film stock for the home viewer. This was,
okay,
this was way prior to the days of video.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you remember those, setting them up and running them and that type of thing. And that was what I was doing for a long time. Recently, because I offer about 40 different programs now, and recently I've had to do a bit more with DVDs. And these are DVDs that I compile, that I pull the clips together and get them from all sorts of different sources. And I will project those, and sometimes I'll speak over them, or sometimes I'll give a big presentation before we show the footage and let the footage speak for itself. I handle each presentation differently, and then each time I go in, I'll do each presentation differently. Number one, so it doesn't get boring to me. Number two, you get followers. You have people who tend to sometimes follow you to these presentations.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you do. So I always try to change it around so they'll have something to enjoy, a little something different to see each time they come, and it's gone very well.
Your audiences, do they tend to be film buffs?
They tend to be people, I want to say, you know, it's kind of changed over the years. When I was initial, I'm going to answer that, but I've got to tell you how the landscape kind of changed as far as audiences go. When I was initially giving presentations, starting around 1995, for the first 5 years, I was giving presentations in the evening. The libraries would book me, and I'd be an evening presenter, and we'd get a mixed group. We'd get families, we'd get, older adults, younger adults. It was kind of a mixed thing. Now, since the home theater and the internet really came into being in 99, 2000, 2001, started changing. I started giving more presentations during the day, and I started presenting more to seniors and retirees. So the landscape has changed. I'm dealing more with seniors. Have I gotten film buffs at these presentations? Yes. There are people who love movies. And what's even more amazing is when people come in with their own memorabilia and they show me this memorabilia. And I had a really terrific incident recently where a guy came in with a picture of his father posing with Bela Lugosi. And they were part of a Hungarian club together that was operating inside of New York City at 80, one time.
86th Street.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Right, exactly. So that was that's the type of thing I get. I'll get people bring in this memorabilia that's just fascinating, and you know, you're just swooning over it. It's great stuff. So, but I'd say right now I'm dealing more with seniors and retirees.
Is it that my own thought, since I'm a senior also, you're watching an old movie, you can project back to when you were young and saw it. It ties together your past, your memories.
Absolutely. It's a trigger response. A lot of these people who come in to see these programs, two of my most popular programs right now, one is called Rallying Up the Troops, which is the American films of World War II. And I also have another program, which is World War I as seen through the eyes of a Hollywood lens, which discusses the films about World War I, most of which came later, which were not actually made during the World War I period. Right. So right now, those are two of my most popular programs. The World War II program gets a tremendous response because a lot of the places that I present at have veterans there who really fondly recall the films and the importance of the films to them. So it's a very interesting reaction. And people really go there to relive an experience, to go back to a very pure part of their life. And what I mean by pure is I mean uncluttered. We tend to think of our younger days as being much less complicated than as we get older and have to deal with so much more.
A time machine, yeah. If you will, very specific.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Absolutely.
I mean, they ultimately, what David said, I'm just listening to you guys, that it's triggers, too.
Absolutely.
That's what it is, of days gone by, whatever it's going to be, what you were doing at the time when it's not necessarily you want to see the 60-year-old movie.
Right.
But you think, maybe it was a drive-in or you were with a couple of your friends. And
hey, 11-cent movie.
Right.
What?
Oh, he's talking about the 11-cent movie. He was talking about, you know, when you just paid 11 cents and you got in and you would have sometimes a triple or a double feature.
Oh,
you
really?
You would also get a newsreel, a cartoon.
A cereal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You spent the day at the movies. The movies was an experience. That's not happening right now. In fact, the movie theaters are trying so hard to figure out how to get people to come back to the point now where they're setting up certain theaters with couches. So will actually sit on a couch. Now you can eat and drink, and it's trying to recreate the home feeling, because the home theaters have stolen away so many people from the movie theaters.
Right, you can get your own CD
a
couple of months later and watch it in your own home.
Actually,
some of the theaters now, and you know it more than I do, but which I prefer, they have like these almost recliners.
Right.
You know, the nice, comfortable chair. I want to go to those theaters. I don't go to the movies very often.
Right.
But if I am going, if it's not one of those theaters, I'm not going. I'm not going to get squashed into a seat and sit there for 2 hours saying, what am I here for?
Right.
You sit back.
And somebody behind you is talking and you need popcorn and you don't like popcorn.
You know, that unfortunately, what happens is they create more of a home atmosphere. People actually start thinking they're home and they forget that there's etiquette in the theater.
Right.
And that unfortunately,
that
unfortunately has been lost right down to whether it be just leaving a huge mess around you or just not consciously thinking. People receiving cell phone calls. That's just wrong. You're in a theater, you're not supposed to be doing that. So unfortunately, it's a performance. Whether it's on celluloid or it's live, you're supposed to be respecting what's going on the screen.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. And actually, you're saying leaving the mess, which I know is a digression.
Right.
It's disgusting sometimes.
It can be.
When you see, I think this was this was in Florida.
Right.
Last time I was in Florida 6 months ago, whatever. And it was a couple of ladies. My wife and I were watching, and they came in, and they brought, I don't know how much food they brought with them, it makes no difference. But when they left, it was all over the place.
Of course.
And some of it they bought there, some they brought from home. I don't care what you did with it.
Right.
Then you take the bag home.
Home with it.
The garbage. As they did it, they dropped it. It's just...
Just take it out to the hallway with you. I understand popcorn and candy's going to fall.
Something falls, that happens.
The usher or someone else.
But you shouldn't have to pick up your cups and you just...
Years ago, we were in one of the art theaters in Manhattan. My wife used to work for film distributors. We smelled Chinese food. There were two people behind us. Chinese food we were eating while we were watching the movie.
If you don't mind me asking, who did your wife work for the distributors?
Well, Brandon Films.
Okay.
They have the distribution rights for 35 for theatrical releases.
Right.
They distributed to film societies, libraries, film clubs.
Yes, yes.
Movies En Route.
Yep.
And I can't remember the name of the company. Another one handled 30. In fact, her company handled and God Created Woman.
Really?
The first dubbed foreign film.
Bridget Bardot.
And it was banned.
Yeah. Really?
It was considered extremely sensual, and that was the Europeans were ahead of us as far as sexuality.
Right,
and
okay.
And it was so tame.
Right, by today's standards? Absolutely.
But at the time, though?
At the time, it was considered hot.
Right, yes. Okay. Yeah, everything has it evolved. You look back now, you just see what's regular TV and what they say on an 8 o'clock sitcom.
That's unbelievable.
Is like the double entente of what's going on. It's like, oh, my God, kids, listen to this. All right, 20 years ago, what was it? Archie Bunker and some of those things. Soap.
Right.
People were just flabbergasted.
They were considered trend-setting if you go back to those shows at the time. But if you look at them now, they're still innocent by comparison
to what's going on. And I'm sure the show today, when you look back in 20 years, you'll say, you're just going to keep evolving these things and pushing the envelope.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it.
Oh, absolutely. It's just going to get further and further on where there'll be no power to shock anymore.
Which is really
interesting because you know a lot of the old guys who kind of like made their career out of doing stuff that the regular studios would not handle.
Directors, they
specialized in what we called exploitation films and that type of thing. And there's a charm to that now, but there is almost no need for it because Hollywood ended up embracing a mass culture ended up embracing that type of material, and now it's on TV.
Right,
so there's
almost
no need for these specialty guys anymore, you know?
And then you have which we'll talk to in a minute, we won't start it now, is the non-network stations.
Yes, of course.
Which have really gone off the...
Right, of course. Oh, that's where they're the ones who are able to get a lot more. Sure.
You're talking about theme, World War I, World War II. I imagine that there are movies where you can capture a political climate.
Yes.
Was that studio actually promoting communism?
Right. It's funny that you bring that up. That is one of the programs I offer. One of the programs that I offer, and I got to tell you, it's not popular. But there's been arguments that have broken out about it.
We're gonna hold the thought.
Okay, I will get back to this.
Yeah, we're going
to
take a break. Keep that in your mind. We're going to take a break. We're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.